John, that's because you're reading Ulysses and you know, all the works of James Joyce, isn't it? But you should be reading James Patterson, who is one of the most popular writers, well, in the world. I mean, he's not really a writer, he's more a sort of industry or factory, because he employs other writers, and he quite often has, it's James Patterson and another person, and he just churns out these books. So he's got a series of cop books, the Alex Cross series of sort of cop souls, brutal serial killings and slayings. Then you've got the Women's Murder Club, which is a group of four women who meet over Mexican food and try and solve murders. Then you've kind of got these young adult books about this group of kids who are part human and part bird.
And as you say, he is very prolific. And actually, the previous holders of this accolade have also been very prolific, haven't they?
That's right. Jacqueline Wilson for 4 years and Catherine Cookson for about 18 years before that. And I mean, that's the reason they're number one, because they turn out so many books. People like them, and also people know what they're going to get.
Now, these statistics were published today by a body called Public Lending Right. What do they do?
Basically, they were set up 30 years ago to make sure that all authors who have their works borrowed in libraries get paid. And the going rate, I think, at the moment is something like 5.98 pence.
And what
so you think, Patterson, 1.5 million of his books were borrowed last year. Does that mean he gets 1.5 million times 5.98 pence? The answer is no.
Because he's American.
He doesn't get anything. Yeah,
exactly. But he's not short of a few bob.
No, he got $50 million in 1 year, according to Forbes magazine.
Well, that's all right then. What do they say was the most popular book from Britain's libraries?
Two guesses.
Harry Potter?
Exactly. it's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows was number one. And that was followed by Kate Morton and The House at Riverton, which is number two. It's quite interesting, in the top ten, five of the top ten books were on Rich and Judy's book club reads, so it shows the significance of getting on the Rich and Judy list.
What does it tell us about the state, the health of Britain's libraries?
Well, I think it does prove that there is a real appetite for A, reading, and B, libraries. And, you know, sometimes you hear these terrible stories about council wanting to cut funding to libraries and cut hours to libraries. And this just shows that people really don't want that to happen. Especially now in, you know, recessionary times. People do want to read. So let them read for free. Let them go to libraries.